So we are looking at a couple ordinances that have been, they've come up already a few times. Mm-hmm. In
There's been a public hearing for both of them, and there will be one more.
Now in their second hearing. Mm-hmm. And these are two ordinances that could result in ballot measures.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is about creating a solid waste management plan. Can you mm-hmm. talk about that?
Basically, the ordinance that is before the assembly right now attempts to raise, it establishes a funding mechanism for a borough subsidized, I guess, plan for solid waste management. It follows closely, not to the letter, but it follows closely the recommendations made by the Solid Waste Working Group that presented to the assembly in October. There have been criticisms of the ordinance by several, not only assembly members, but also members of the public, for various different reasons. So I'm not going to stand here and advocate that it ought to be, accepted. But I think that if it were on the ballot, basically what we're doing is we're establishing that the public is willing to see a 1% sales tax imposed or up to, that's important, up to 1%, which means basically find out how much money you need to run the system, and then we'll figure, we'll assess that value. I think going to a vote would be really important for us to gauge, what the community does want to do. Because if the community would like to see, a situation where you don't have to pay to dump your garbage because it's being paid for basically through a contract by the borough to somebody else, then we should know that, so we know what direction to go forward. So that's that.
And the other is also sort of an issue that we've seen developing over the last year, a little more than a year now. That is a police service outside the town site.
Right.
And this proposed solution is to create new police service areas.
Well, the original proposal was to have a police service area with a cost of maybe $70,000, which is determined to basically pay for overtime and standby time. The $70,000 is an anticipated cost. And it made some sense to me as a unified police service area, but the assembly has determined that it would be in the interests of, democracy, I guess, to have these different service areas for police service in different areas of the community.
Then we're also looking at a resolution. This is about some contract work with Southeast Road Builders for the Front Street culvert.
There is a culvert underneath Front Street that has carried our stormwater out from the town site to the harbor for years. And it's a culvert that we knew or suspected was failing, but we didn't replace it at any other time. And just this summer, the seriousness of it was clear.